I mean, so we're there in Genesis chapter 41. And as we read in Genesis 41, what do we see? We see Joseph before Pharaoh. And of course, we see the dream that Pharaoh has. Pharaoh has two dreams. He dreams of seven kind that are well, that are fat and well fed. And he dreams about seven ears that are full. And then what happens? And then we see a great famine coming along. And so we see that Joseph, he does what? He interprets the dream for Pharaoh. And what does Pharaoh decide to do? Well, look at Genesis 41, verse number 39. Genesis 41, 39, the Bible says, "And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art." So we see that because Joseph was able to interpret the dream, Pharaoh says, there's none so discreet and wise as thou art, Joseph. Look at verse 40. Notice what he does. He says, "Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled." Notice, "only in the throne will I be greater than thou." See, Pharaoh decides to promote Joseph. He puts him over his house. He says that only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And we see that Joseph becomes the second most powerful man on the face of the earth. Look at verse 41. "And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee," notice, "over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck." Verse 43, "and he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried before him, bow the knee, and he made him," notice, "ruler over all the land of Egypt." And what do we see? We see Joseph now, as we see the life of Joseph, a young man who was at one point just a shepherd boy, now is the second most powerful man on the face of the planet. And so we see that Pharaoh, he promotes this man, Joseph. And as we see the life of Joseph, we see a man who is constantly well-favored by those in authority over him. We see a man who is constantly being promoted by people that are his authority, by the leaders of his life. He's constantly being well-favored by the people in authority. We see it with Joseph's father. We see it with Potiphar. We see it when Joseph was in prison with the prison guard. And here we see it when he's in the presence of Pharaoh. But there's something I want you to notice about being promoted, about Joseph being promoted. Keep your place there in Genesis 41, but go to Acts 7, Acts chapter number 7. So we see that Joseph, he interprets the dream, he gives the interpretation, and now Pharaoh promotes him, and he's now second in command, and he's the second ruler over pretty much the entire world. And throughout the life of Joseph, we see he's constantly being promoted. He's constantly given favor by those who are authority over him. And in Acts chapter 7, we see Stephen giving a history of the children of Israel, and he highlights Joseph. And there's something specific about Joseph that I want you to notice about the promotion of Joseph in his life. Acts 7, look at verse number 9. It says, "And the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt." But notice what it says in verse 9. It says, but God was with him. Look at verse 10. "And delivered him out of all his afflictions," notice, "and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt." I want you to notice, who is the one that gave Joseph favor in the sight of Pharaoh? It says that it was God. God was the one that gave Joseph the favor and the wisdom. And notice what it says in verse 10, "and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house." You see, the reason that Joseph was promoted is because God was the one who promoted Joseph. And throughout all his life, we see Joseph with his father. We see Joseph with Potiphar. We see Joseph with the prison guard. We see Joseph with Pharaoh. And all throughout his life, Joseph is constantly being favored by those in authority, constantly being promoted. And what do we see here? We see that God is the one that is promoting Joseph. And tonight I'm preaching on how to be promoted by God. How to get promoted by God. And what you have to understand is the Bible says that there is no respect of persons with God. God did not just choose Joseph because he just liked Joseph. And in the same way, you can be well favored by those in authority over you. You can be promoted by God, whether it's in your job, whether it's in this church, whether it's in your life. God can promote you. Why? Because there's no respect of persons with God. And there's qualities in Joseph that we can learn from as we can learn that why he was promoted. What was it that Joseph did with his father? What was it that Joseph did with Potiphar? What was it that Joseph did with the prison guard, with Pharaoh, that got him that promotion, that God was the one that said, you know what, I'm going to promote you as the second leader pretty much over the entire world. So tonight, what I want to do is I want to go through the stories of Joseph with his father. And I want to see Joseph with Potiphar. And I want to see Joseph with the prison guard and Joseph with Pharaoh. And there's four things that we can take away as to how God can promote us in our lives, how God can promote you, whether it be at your job, whether it be in this church, whether it just be in the Christian life, how God can give you favor in the Christian life with those in authority. Go back, if you would, to Genesis chapter number 37. Go to Genesis 37 and keep your place in Acts 7. We're going to be back in the New Testament, but go to Genesis 37. So let's start in the beginning. Let's begin with Joseph and his father. And what we learn with Joseph and his father is that his father favored Joseph. His father gave favor to Joseph, but there's a reason why he did that. In Genesis 37, verse 2, we see the first time that Joseph is mentioned. Genesis 37, look at verse number 2. It says, "These are the generations of Jacob." Notice, Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. Notice what it says at the end of verse 2. It says, "And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report." It says that Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. And you read that, you see, well, Joseph was just a tattletale. Joseph was just a Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, just telling his father the evil report. But you know what? Joseph was doing what he was told to do. And you know what Joseph was doing? Joseph is showing is that if you want to be promoted in your life, then you need to be more loyal to your leader than to the followers. If you want God to promote you, whether it's at your job, whether it's in this church, whether it's in with whatever authority you have in your life, then you need to learn to be more loyal to the leader than to the followers. And in this story, when it says Joseph brought it to his father the evil report, I believe that Joseph was doing what his father told him to do. Because if you look at verse number 13 of Genesis 37, verse 13, it says, "And Israel said unto Joseph, Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come," in verse 13 of Genesis 37, it says, notice, "and I will send thee unto them." And he said to him, notice, "Here am I." So what does his father do to Joseph? He sends them to his brethren. For what purpose? We'll look at verse 14. "And he said to him, Go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks." Notice, "and bring" what? "Bring me word again." He's saying, hey, go to your brethren and give me their report. Let me know what's going on. Tell me what they're doing. And Joseph, because he obeyed his father, because he respected the leadership, because he's more loyal to the leader than to the follower, he does what the leader tells him to do. And so in your life and in my life, if you want God to promote you, you need to learn to be more loyal to your leaders than to the people that are just followers. You need to learn to be more loyal to leaders than to those who are followers. And look, Joseph, I believe Joseph, he loved his brothers. I believe Joseph, he wanted to be loyal to his brothers. But you know what? Joseph decided, you know what? It's more important in my life that I'm more loyal to my father, to my leader, than to those that I'm just following. And this is a principle that we can learn in the Bible. Keep your place there, Genesis 37, but go to 1 Timothy chapter number 6, 1 Timothy 6. So how is it that God can promote you in your life? Well, number one, you must learn to be more loyal to the leader than to the followers. You must learn to be more loyal to those that are over you, to those that have the authority over you, than to those who are just following along with you. 1 Timothy 6, look at verse number 1. 1 Timothy 6, 1, the Bible says, "Let as many servants as are under the yoke." Now, here we're talking about people who have a job, who just have a secular job. It says, "Let as many servants as are under the yoke," notice, "count their own masters," notice, "worthy of all honor." It says that if you have a job, if you have somebody over you and authority over you, then you ought to count your master worthy of all honor. You ought to give him respect. You ought to give him the loyalty. You ought to give him the due honor that he deserves. Notice what it says in verse 1. It says that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. See, it is a bad testimony when you are disloyal, when you don't show honor to your leaders. It is a bad testimony when you at your job, you don't give the honor to the master, to the boss, when you're not serving the boss. Notice what it says in verse 3. It says, notice, "if any man teach otherwise." And look, today we have people who are teaching otherwise. In fact, it's popular today to teach otherwise. It's popular today to teach that it's okay to rebel against the leadership, that it's okay to go against those in authority over you. And look, this is a big thing with young people today. You see today, children, even teenagers, young people who are rebellious over the authority over their lives, who are rebellious towards their parents. And look, you ought to realize, young person, teenager, however old you are, that God is not going to bless you when you're rebelling, when you're going against, when you're disloyal to your parents, when you're going against the authority that God has placed in your life. And when it applies to work, look, you ought to choose to be loyal to your boss, who is the one who runs the business, who pays for the checks, who's the one that gives you the money. You ought to choose to be loyal. And look, today it says if any man teach otherwise, and we live in a culture where people are teaching otherwise, where people are teaching that it's okay to be rebellious towards your boss, towards your parents, towards your pastor. And look, and these things are what? They're a bad testimony. In verse 3, it says, if any man teach otherwise, notice, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, it says, and notice, and to the doctrine which is after godliness. See, it is a godly thing to be loyal to the authority in your life. It is godly to give the masters, the rulers, the people who are authority over you, loyalty. It is a godly thing. It is an ungodly thing to do otherwise, to be disloyal, to be disrespectful, to want to rebel against the authority in your life. It says in verse 4, notice, if any man teach otherwise, in verse 4, notice it says, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings. And look, so in your life and in my life, look, if there are people in your life telling you to rebel against your boss, to rebel against your parents, to rebel against your pastor, to rebel against all the authority in your life, against your husband, those are bad people. And you need to stay away from people who want to cause you to go against the proper authority in your life. That goes against what? The doctrine of God. Go if you want to Titus chapter number 2, Titus 2. You say, how do I get promoted by God? How is it that God will give me favor with my authority? Well, you got to learn to be loyal to the leader and not to the follower. And look, I believe that Joseph, he loved his brothers. He was loyal to his brothers. But at the end of the day, he decided that my loyalty, the things that I should be doing are for the master, are for my leader. Titus 2, look at verse number 9. Titus 2, 9. Notice what it says. Exhort servants to be obedient, notice, unto their own masters. And what was Joseph doing? He was just doing what his master wanted him to do. He was just doing what the boss told him to do. Hey, give me the report. And whether it was good or bad, he gave the leader the report. That's what he wanted. It says, exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters. Notice, and to please them well in all things. And look, in life, we're not going to please everyone. In life, we can't please the follower and the leader. You must choose, am I going to please my boss? Am I going to please my pastor, my husband, my parents? Or am I going to please the follower? It says to please who? To please them well, to please the masters well in all things. It says, not answering again. Notice verse 10, though. It says, not purloining, but showing this word. It says, but showing all good what? All good fidelity. What does that word fidelity mean? The word fidelity literally means loyalty. It says showing all good loyalty. See, it is a command of God that we show loyalty to those that are in authority over us. Whether that's your boss, whether that's your pastor, whether it's your husband, whether it's your parents, you ought to be more loyal to them than to those around you. And so, you know, if you're a young person, if you have siblings, and if you're doing things you ought not to be doing, you ought to realize, hey, my loyalty lies with mom and dad. And if mom and dad say, hey, what's going on? You ought to tell mom and dad what's going on. If at your job, the boss says, hey, what's the report? What's going on? You put the boss's things first and don't just follow what the followers want you to do. It's more important that you're loyal to the leader than to the follower. And in church, it's the same thing. If the pastor says, hey, what's going on? Then be more loyal to the pastors than the leaders. But go if you would to Romans chapter 14, Romans 14. See, I believe that Joseph was doing this because, you know what, this is what he was told to do. He was told to go out and give the report of what was going on. But if you remember, Joseph was bringing what? Joseph was bringing the evil report. See, there was things that were evil. What does that word evil mean? The word evil means that it was harmful, that it was hurtful, that it could have hurt them. And look, what his brothers were doing could have hurt his family. They could have hurt his father. They could have hurt the family business. And in the same way, there may be things that are going on maybe at your job that you see that might be evil, that might bring hurt, that might bring harm to the company. And look, there has to come a point where you just decide, you know what, I'm going to be more loyal to my leader than to the followers. Where you decide, I'm going to be more loyal to the boss than to those that I'm working with. Because look, if there's things going on, for example, at your job that are causing harm to the company, you ought to come to the point where you decide, you know what, I'm gonna bring this to the boss. Why? Because it may hurt the company. If you're in your family and you see things that are going on with your siblings, don't just stay quiet if it's an evil report. If there are things that are going to hurt you and your family, you ought to bring that to your parents, kids. You ought to let your parents know, hey, this is going on and it's hurtful and it could cause harm to the family. The same thing in church. Look, if there are things going on that are evil reports that could hurt you, you ought to realize that those things don't just hurt you. They also hurt the church. You're in Romans 14. Look at verse number 7. Romans 14:7. It says, notice, for none of us liveth to himself. See, the things we do, the harm we cause, it doesn't just affect you. None of us liveth to himself, but notice, and it says, and no man dieth to himself. See, the things that you do, the harm that you cause, it's not just you. You're not just on an island. The things you do can hurt the church. The things you do, kids, can hurt your family. The things you do, men, at your job can hurt the company. The things you do, ladies, in your home can hurt your husband, hurt the family. And so when there's evil reports, look, you need to go to those in authority. You need to decide, hey, you know what, this can't be covered up. I need to go to my boss. I need to go to mom and dad. I need to go to my pastor because, look, these are things that can cause harm, that can cause hurt. And we see Joseph, a man who was doing what? Who was bringing an evil report. There were things that were going on that could have hurt the family that were evil, that were harmful. And so Joseph decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to be more loyal to the leader than to the follower. So you in your life, if you want God to promote you, you ought to choose to be more loyal to those that are over you than to those that are following. Be more loyal to the leaders in your life than to the followers. Go back to Genesis 39. Genesis chapter 39. So what's the lesson that we can learn from Joseph with his father? Is that, well, if you want God to promote you, be more loyal to the leader than to the followers. And in Genesis 39, we see Joseph now with Potiphar. Joseph obviously gets sold into slavery. He gets bought by the Egyptians, and he ends up working in the house of Potiphar. And we see a lesson that we can learn from Joseph with Potiphar. And we see the same thing happening in Genesis 39. Look at verse number 4. It says, and Joseph, notice, found grace in his sight, and he served him. Notice, and what does Potiphar do? It says, and he made him overseer over his house and all that he had put into his hand. Again, we see Joseph, what? Getting favor with the leader, getting promoted by the leader. And there's a specific story that we see with Potiphar and Joseph, and it's a story of Joseph with Potiphar's wife. Look at you, if you would, at verse number 7. It says, Genesis 39, it says, and it came to pass after these things that, notice, that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he had to my hand. Notice what he says in verse 9. It says, there is none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. Notice what he says. How then can I do this great wickedness? Notice, and sin against God. Here we have Joseph now working under Potiphar, working under a new leader. And Potiphar's wife tells Joseph, hey, lie with me. Commit this wicked sin with me. Commit this grievous sin with me. And Joseph, he refuses. And what does he say at the end of verse 9? He says, how can I do this great wickedness? Notice, and sin against God. You see, how else can God promote me in my life? How else can God give me favor with my authority, favor at my job? Well, number two, not only should you be more loyal to the leader than to the follower, but number two, you should learn to have integrity. You should learn to have integrity. See, here we see Joseph. He could have committed this grievous sin. He could have committed this awful sin. Potiphar could have never found out. But Joseph had, you know, said, you know what? No, even though Potiphar doesn't know, you know what? God knows. He said, how can I sin against God? See, Joseph was more worried about what God thinks than what man thinks. Joseph was more worried about what God thinks than the authority in his life. And what is it? What does it mean to have integrity? Integrity is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. And we see Joseph, he had the opportunity to sin against the leader. You know what? Potiphar could have never found out. Potiphar could have never realized what happened, but Joseph decided, you know what? I can't do this because I'm sinning against God. And integrity is doing what's right when your boss is not around. Integrity is doing what's right when the authority, when your parents, when your pastor, when the authority in your life is not watching, it's you choosing to do right. Why? Because you know what? God is watching. And at the end of the day, you're not sinning against man, you're sinning against God. Keep your place here in Genesis, go to Proverbs 15, Proverbs chapter 15. So what do we see Joseph do? We see him have integrity. We see him keep his integrity. We see him deciding not to sin this grievous sin. And who's he worried about? Was he worried about Potiphar? No. He was worried about God. You go to Proverbs 15. Proverbs chapter 15, look at verse number 3. Proverbs 15, 3. The Bible says, notice, the eyes of the Lord are in every place. Notice, beholding the evil and the good. And isn't it true in life that when we do right, that when we go to church, that when we read our Bible, we think, oh man, God is pleased with me today. Because God saw that I went to church, because God saw that I prayed, because God saw that I did what's right in his eyes. But yet, notice it says that God's not only beholding the good, but it says God is also beholding the evil. So even though, yes, you can get away with it when your boss is not around. Yes, you can get away with it when the pastor's not around, when the authority, when your parents aren't around. Yes, you can get away with it, but you know what? God is always there beholding the evil. He's not only beholding the good, he's also beholding the evil. And it's true that when we do right, we're all praising ourselves because we say, look, God is pleased with me because he saw all this. Yet when we do wrong, when we do wickedly, we think that God is not watching. But God is watching. In Proverbs 5, look at verse number 21. Proverbs 5:21, it says, for the ways of man, notice, are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. See, what you do, whether it's good or bad, whether it's righteousness or sin, God is watching you. And whether or not the authority is around, when you have the opportunity to do wrong to your boss, to do wrong towards your parents, to sin against mom and dad, because they're not watching, you got to realize you're going to be accountable to God, and God will judge you for the things you do. Because God is beholding both the evil and the good. Go to, back to Romans, if you would. Romans 14. And so we see that Joseph, he had the opportunity to sin against Potiphar. Potiphar could have never found out. But he decides to do what? He decides to keep his integrity. He decides not to sin against God. We see that Joseph, he's more worried about what God thinks than what man thinks. And at the end of the day, whether or not your authority is around, you will be accountable to the things you do to God. Just because the authority is not watching you doesn't mean you're not going to be held accountable for the things that you do. Romans 14, look at verse number 11. Romans 14, 11, the Bible says, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord. Notice, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Notice verse 12, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. See, right now it's easy just to think that I'm only accountable to mom and dad. I'm only accountable to my boss. I'm only accountable to my pastor. But no, you're accountable to God whether or not they're around. And when they're not around at the job site, when your pastor's not around, whenever in church, when your parents aren't around, when the authority in life is not around, you're still accountable to God. And when you have the opportunity to sin, God's not going to promote you. And you wonder why God isn't promoting you, because here's the thing, God is watching you outside these walls. Just because man's not watching you doesn't mean that God's not watching you. And we wonder why God isn't promoting us, why God isn't blessing us, why God isn't giving us favors when we think we can sin and we're not accountable to anyone just because nobody's watching. But God is always watching. And integrity is doing right when no one's around. Keeping your integrity. And what does Joseph do? He decides to keep his integrity. He decides not to sin. So you, child, teenager, young person, just because mom and dad aren't around, don't think God's not going to judge you for the sins that you do when nobody's watching. And the same thing at your job, when you have the opportunity to cheat your boss, to steal from the company, don't think you're not going to be held accountable. And God is not going to bless that. The same thing at church, when pastor's not around, you think you can do what you want and go against the pastor, but you're still going to be judged by God. And God will not allow you to be prospered in your life. So what do we see Joseph do? Even though he could have gotten away with this grievous sin, he decides to keep his integrity. So with you in your life, if you want God to promote you, you want God to bless you, number two, you must learn to what? To keep integrity, to have integrity. Do what's right, whether or not the authority in your life is watching. Go back to Genesis 39. Genesis chapter 39. Keep your place there in Romans, if you would. So how to get promoted by God? Well, number one, you must learn to be more loyal to the leader than to the follower. Number two, you must learn to have integrity and keep your integrity and realize that whether or not people are watching, God is watching, and he's holding you accountable. And at the end of the day, look, God is the one that's going to promote us. So we see what? We see Joseph with his father. We see Joseph with Potiphar. And of course, Potiphar's wife, what does she do? She falsely accuses Joseph to Potiphar. And so Potiphar, in his rage, he throws Joseph into prison. And what does Joseph get in prison? He gets favor from the prison guard. He gets promoted by the prison guard. And what do we see? What is it that's highlighted there, Genesis 39? Well, look at verse number 21, Genesis 39, 21. Here we have Joseph now in the prison. Genesis 39, 21, it says, notice, but the Lord was what? The Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and notice, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Again, God giving him favor in the sight of who? In the sight of his leader, in the sight of his authority. But what's highlighted in this story about Joseph? Well, look, keep going. In verse 22, it says, and the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, notice, he was the doer of it. Notice verse 23. Notice, the keeper of the prison, notice what it says. It says, looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. In verse 23, notice what the keeper does. It says, the keeper of the house of the prison, it says, looked not to anything that was under his hand. You know what the prison guard realized about Joseph? Is that he didn't need to micromanage Joseph. He didn't need to supervise Joseph. He looked at Joseph and he said, this is somebody I can trust. And here's the thing. If you want God to prosper you, you must, number three, learn to work without having to be supervised. Learn to work without having to be supervised. You want to be the type of person where you would do what's right, work hard, whether or not you're being supervised or not. What, you don't need to have somebody micromanaging over you. And today, some people need to be micromanaged. Somebody watching over them, and even parents micromanaging their kids. And if they don't get it micromanaged or supervised, it's not going to get done. But as Christians, we must learn to work without having to be constantly supervised. And the prison guard here, he learned, you know what? Joseph was the type of guy that he didn't need anyone to supervise him. It says that he looked not to anything that was under his hand. He didn't have to worry about what was going on because he knew that Joseph was going to get it done, and he was going to get it done right. Go, if you would, to Proverbs chapter number 6. Proverbs 6. So not only must you be more loyal to the leader and to the follower, not only must you have integrity, but you must also learn to work without having to be supervised. Learn to work without having to be supervised. Proverbs 6, look at verse number 6. Proverbs 6, 6, the Bible says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Notice Proverbs 6, 7, it says, notice, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. It says, go to the ant, notice, thou sluggard, and consider the ant. Be wise and consider what the ant does. And what does he do in verse 7? It says that the ant, they have no guide. They have no overseer. They have no ruler. The ant just works hard. They do what's right. It says, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. It says in verse 9, how long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep and a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. And so what's the lesson that you can learn from the ant? Is that the ant, they don't need somebody constantly over them, making sure that everything gets done, needing to be micromanaged. And you say, how can I get prospered at my job? Well, learn to be the employee that you don't need to be supervised all the time. That if the boss isn't there, you're not going to do the job. Or if the boss isn't there, then you're going to whine and complain about the work. That if the pastor's not there, you're just going to whine and complain about church. That if the authority in your life, whether it's your husband, whether it's mom and dad, you're just going to whine and complain when they're not there. But you got to be the person that does what's right with the right attitude, whether or not they're there. Be the person that you don't have to be supervised. You don't have to be micromanaged. Do what's right, whether or not they're there. And here's the thing. We need to learn to be people that we don't need to have this people just watching us. We can be people that can be trusted with the jobs and tasks that God has given us to do. Go, if you would, to Colossians 3, Colossians chapter number 3. So how do you get promoted by God? Well, number 3, you must learn to work without having to be supervised. Learn to work without having to be supervised. Colossians 3, look at verse number 22. Colossians 3, 22, it says, notice, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. Notice what it says in verse 22. It says, not with eye service as what? As men pleasers. It says, not with eye service. Meaning you don't need to be watched all the time. That the only time you do what's right, the only time you have a good attitude is when the authority is around, when the authority is watching you, as what? As men pleasers. Meaning child or young person or teenager, that you obey the rules whether or not mom or dad are watching. That they don't need to be over you when they give you a task, when they give you a chore to do. You do it cheerfully. They don't need to be over you constantly telling you what to do. You just do it what's right, whether or not they're watching you. Not with eye service as men's pleasers, not having to have a guide or overseer, just doing what's right and being somebody who's trusted whether or not they're watching. Keep reading. It says, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, notice, fearing God, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily. Notice, as to the Lord and not unto men. See, the things we should do in life are what? Are unto the Lord, not unto men. Verse 24, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. Notice, for what? For ye serve the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to realize that when you have authority in your life, at your job, you're not serving your boss. You're serving the Lord Jesus Christ. When it comes to your family, kids, you're not serving your parents. You're serving the Lord. And when it comes in church, you're not serving the pastor, you're serving the Lord. With whatever authority you have in your life, don't be the type of person that you need to be micromanaged. You only have a good attitude when the authority's around. You got to have a good attitude, be trusted with the things that have been given to you, whether or not the prison guard is watching. And we see the prison guard doing what? We see him giving everything, committing everything into his hand, and not having to what? To worry about it. But see, today, people need to be worried about certain people because they give them things, but they don't get it done. And you wonder why you don't get promoted, because you can't be trusted with the things. And so how do you get promoted by God? Number three, you must learn to work without having to be supervised. Go back to Genesis 41. Genesis chapter 41. So how do you get promoted by God? Well, number one, you must learn to be more loyal to the leader than to the followers. Number two, you must have integrity. Do what's right, whether or not the authority in life is around. Number three, you must learn to work without having to be supervised. And number four, we come to the story with Pharaoh and Joseph. And notice verse 15. In Genesis 41, in verse 15, it says, "And Pharaoh said unto Joseph," here we, of course, Joseph comes to Pharaoh, and he's going to give him the interpretation of the dream. "And Pharaoh said unto Joseph," in verse 15, notice, "I have dreamed a dream," notice, "and there is none that can interpret it." And notice what he says, and notice what Pharaoh says to Joseph. He says, "And I have heard say of thee." See, Pharaoh told Joseph that there is nobody that can interpret my dream. But he heard something about Joseph. He said, "You know what? But I've heard of you, Joseph. I've heard of your reputation, that you're the man, Joseph, that you're the one that can interpret this dream." It says, "I have heard of thee say," notice, "that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it." And here we see the most powerful man in the world, Pharaoh, going to a prisoner, Joseph, and he tells him, "Look, Joseph, nobody can do this thing for me, but I know, I've heard that you can do it." And I want you to notice the response that Joseph gives to Pharaoh. See, you and I, what we would have done is we would say, "Yeah, you know what, I'm the man. Yeah, you know what, I can do this for you, Pharaoh." But notice the response that Joseph gives to Pharaoh in verse 16. "And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying," notice, "it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace." Joseph tells Pharaoh, "You know what? It is not in me." He said, "You know what? God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace." You know what Joseph did not do in his life? Joseph did not promote himself. When Joseph, he could have told the most powerful man in the world, "Yes, I'm the man. Yes, I can do it. Yes, I've done it before and I can do it for you." Joseph says, "You know what? It is not in me. God's the one that can do it for you." What does Joseph do? He gives God the glory. So in your life, how will you get promoted by God? Number four, you must quit trying to promote yourself. You must quit trying to promote yourself. And here we see Joseph, he could have promoted himself. He could have said, "Yeah, I'm the man. Yeah, I can do it. Yeah, I've done it before." But he said, "You know what? It's not in me. You know what? I can't do it." He gave all the glory to God. And you, in your life and in my life, if you want to be promoted, whether it's your job, if you want God to bless you, when whatever you do to prosper you, to give you favor with your authority, whether it's with your parents, whether it's in this church, if you want God to promote you, quit trying to promote yourself. And today, we live in a society where everyone's trying to promote themselves. We see it all over Facebook and all over social media. You see people with their Facebook accounts, with their Instagram accounts, with their Twitter accounts, constantly trying to put up a front, trying to promote themselves, saying, "Look at me. Look at me, how spiritual I am. Look at me, how successful I am." Trying to promote themselves, make themselves look good. And we live in a society that we always want to promote ourselves. We get the clothes we buy because we want to make ourselves look better than the people, the cars we buy, the houses we buy, trying to constantly give ourselves the glory. But Joseph, when he could have given himself the glory, what does he do? He said, "You know what? It's not in me." See, Joseph was not a man who was busy promoting himself. Joseph was busy allowing God to promote him, allowing God to give the promotion. And in your life, if you want God to promote you, realize that God is the one that can promote you. Go to Psalm 75, Psalm chapter 75. And today we live in a society where constantly people want to promote themselves. You know, going to school, I went to Catholic schools all my life, and what do you see in grammar schools, in high schools, in college? You see a bunch of cliques trying to promote themselves, trying to gossip against other people so they can lift themselves up and put other people down. Constantly trying to promote themselves like there's some great thing. Why? And this is the society we live in, where we always want to promote ourselves and show people how great we are, how much of a success we are. You got to realize that promotion comes from God. And here's the thing. If you want to be promoted, whether it's at your job, whether it's in this church, whether it's in whatever authority you have in your life with your parents' kids, promotion comes from the Lord. Psalm 75, look at verse number 6. Psalm 75, 6 says, "For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Notice, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. You say, what can I do for God to promote me? You can, number four, you could quit trying to promote yourself. And realize that, you know what, God is the one that gives the promotion. Promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. What? But notice, but God is the judge. You see, all throughout his life, we saw it in Acts 7, where here's the thing, that God is the one that gave Joseph favor. God is the one that promoted Joseph throughout his life. And here's the thing, God can promote you if you would just quit trying to promote yourself and try to allow God to promote yourself. We say, how is it done? Well, you can learn to be more loyal to your leader than to the followers. You can learn to have some integrity in your life and do what's right when nobody's around. You can learn to work without having to be supervised and allow God to promote you. Why? Because he's the one that can give you that promotion. Go to Luke 14, Luke chapter number 14. Luke 14. And so we see Joseph in front of the most powerful man in the world. He could have promoted himself, but what does he do? He gives God the glory. And look, and if God has promoted you in your life, you ought to realize that God's the one that gave you that promotion. Whether it's at work, whether it's in your Christian walk, whether it's in your life, whatever it is, God is the one that gave you that promotion. You ought to give God the glory. Here's the thing, and God can continue to promote you. We got to quit trying to promote yourself and realize that God is the one that can set you up or he can put you down. Luke 14, look at verse number 11. Luke 14, 11, the Bible says, for whosoever, notice, exalteth himself shall be abased. And he that humbleth himself shall be what? Shall be exalted. And today we live in a society where you go to work and what do you see employees do? They slander other employees to make them look bad. They put other people down and make sure that they look the best in front of the boss. You come to churches, and what do? You see people gossiping and backbiting against other people. Like Diotrephes, trying to put themselves up, lie about people, just so they can give themselves a preeminence and promote themselves. And look how spiritual I am by spreading gossip and lies. And here's the thing. God can't promote you, but you got to quit trying to promote yourself and allow God to promote you and do what's right and have integrity and don't need to be supervised. Be more loyal to lead and to the follower. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy 1. So what do we see with Pharaoh Joseph? We see that, you know what? Joseph did not promote himself. Joseph allowed God to promote him. We see that God is the one that giveth promotion. That God can exalt those who are humble. And he can humble those who are... God can exalt those who are abased and humble those who exalt themselves. 1 Timothy 1, look at verse number 12. Here we have the Apostle Paul. And we see the Apostle Paul, and he's telling about his promotion in the ministry. 1 Timothy 1, 12, it says, notice, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, notice, for that what? For that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. You see, I'm a man, I want to go into the ministry. Well, you know what? Realize that promotion comes from who? It comes from God. It says that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. So we ought not to promote ourselves. We ought to allow God to promote us in his time. Allow God to give us that promotion. Go to 1 Peter chapter number 5. 1 Peter 5. You say, how can God promote me in my life? You can, number four, quit trying to promote yourself. And allow God to promote you in his time. Allow God to exalt you. 1 Peter 5, look at verse number 6. 1 Peter 5, 6. The Bible says, notice, it says, humble yourselves, notice, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, notice, that he may exalt you in due time. It says what? It says, humble yourselves. Be humble under the mighty hand of God. Notice that he may exalt you in due time. Here's the thing. The authority that's in your life has been placed there by God. God is the one that has put whatever authority you have in your life, whether it's your job, with your boss, whether it's with your parents, whether it's with your husband, whether it's with your pastor, the authority that's in your life has been placed there by God. And when you resist the powers that be, you resist not the ordinance of man, you resist the ordinance of God, because God is the one that placed those authorities in your life. And so what should you do? You should be like Joseph, who humbled himself to his father, who was a servant to his father, who was loyal to his father, who humbled himself to what? To an Egyptian like Potiphar, who was not a man of God, who was just an Egyptian, yet he did what? He had integrity with the man. When he was cast into prison with the prison guard, what did he do? He showed that he was somebody who could work without having to be watched. And when he goes to Pharaoh, who was not a godly man, he was the most powerful man. When he could have exalted himself, what does Joseph do? He says, you know what? It is not in me. He gives God all the glory for all the promotion that he's had. He says, you know what? I can't do it on my own. God is the one that can give you these things. And so you in your life, You got to quit trying to promote yourself and allow God to promote you in your life. You say, how do I get promoted by God? Well, number one, we learn from Joseph's father that you need to be more loyal to the leader than to the followers. Number two, with Potiphar, we see that you ought to have integrity in your life. Number three, with the prison guard, you see that you ought to work without having to be supervised. And number four, with Pharaoh, you see that you ought to quit trying to promote yourself and allow God to promote you in his time. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for your word. And I thank you for the stories of Joseph, God. And I just pray that you be with all of our lives, Lord. And I just pray that you continue to bless each one of us, God, and bless our church. And I just thank you for all the loves and the blessings that you've given us, God. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.